Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
104.3 WOMC on this snowy Thursday morning with Stephen and Joanne. All right, so an elementary school in Berkeley, California decided to host a Parents' Night Out fundraiser to raise a little money to help the school. So one of the dads went out to Best Buy and bought a movie. Oh, The Lion King.
Every time I hear that, I get goosebumps. I love this movie so much.
So what could possibly go wrong with this?
Yeah, I don't know.
They did pretty well. They raised a lot of money, so the parents showed up. They had the parents' night out to watch the movie. The kids were happy because the movie was playing. The parents got socialized and stuff like that. Everything going along fine. Until they get a letter from the King of the Jungle.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Disney.
I was going to say Simba? No, Mufasa?
No. Disney is the big dog in this fight. Disney sends them a note. They said they received an alert that Lion King was screened during an event on November 15th. School does not have a license with the company, so you have to pay $250 for the screening.
Are you kidding
me? And $250 per showing of the movie at any future events. They had no legal permission to show the movie.
Disney is a near $1 trillion business.
Yeah.
All right.
They want their $250.
And this
bucks.
Was a. You know what? Here's the problem with that, I think. Okay, I understand. They have a licensing company. It's called Movie Licensing USA, right?
Yes.
Okay, but couldn't you send them a letter of warning? Like, you may not have been aware that you actually have to, if you're showing it to a group of people, but you're really going to make them pay $250.
When they raised, nearly $900, you're taking a third of their money?
If this was a regular thing they did, you know what I mean? Yeah. I understand their laws. I get it. But, the first-time offender, give me a break.
I love the argument by one of the parents at the school, okay? Here's the argument. I love this. Okay, in California, they have a thing called Prop 13.
Okay.
And that put a cap on property taxes. So Disney's property tax rates are capped at the 1978 values. So in other words, they've saved millions and millions and millions of dollars in property taxes. And because of that, one parent says, our schools are now extremely underfunded, forcing us to have fundraisers to raise money to make up for what Disney's not paying.
Well, yeah, good point.
And then Disney calls them up and says, send us more money.
Seriously, $250. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
We know who King of the Jungle is.
I think the PTA says, we will somewhat begrudgingly cover the cost of the screening. I'd like to know what the rule is, how many people, if you buy it, there's the fair use thing, right?
Well,
you buy the movie, how many people can you show it to?
Well, I think you can show it to a lot of people, in a personal, but you can't charge admission. You can't resell.
Oh, my gosh. That is just the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard.
I think we ought to just start having movie showings here in the morning and just see what happens, see if Disney comes after us.
Oh, that's a good idea.
They'll just send Simba.
Let that.
Send in the lions!
Oh, ridiculous.